B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Rachel?
Yes, hi.
Hi, Rachel. So you're looking for a guy named Tim?
Yes, I am.
Okay, what happened?
Okay, so I've been seeing Tim for about a month now. But ever since the last date, he hasn't texted me back, hasn't called me, just haven't heard from him. And, you know, now that I think about it, looking back on our last date, he did seem a bit off for pretty much the whole date.
Okay, so what happened? Do you think it was something you did, or?
I don't know. He seems kind of distracted for, like, the whole time. And I asked him if everything was okay, and he said, yeah. But, you know, at the end of the evening when he went to drop me off at home and I went in for a kiss, he sort of turned to the side and I ended up kissing him on the cheek. It was really awkward.
Oh, God. Okay. What did you do that f***ed it up? Because if you're going in for a kiss at the even at the end of a bad date, you know the guy's not going to turn it down. So what did you have some jacked up? Do you have jacked up teeth?
No, I don't. So nothing like that. My teeth are perfect. I really take care of my oral health.
Yeah,
you know, I do my twice a day, oil pulling, mouthwash, everything. So other than that, I'm not gross. I didn't do anything that could have f***ed it up. At least, you know, I really don't think so. So, yeah, I just don't know what it is. I texted him after and asked him if I did anything wrong or, you know, anything that could have pissed him off. And he just never replied.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, exactly. I really just want to know what's going on.
Yeah. All right. We're going to try and call him next. And if he answers, don't act surprised when it's something that you did.
Yo, just tell Sean to hold the f*** on, okay? I'm on my f***ing way.
Hello?
Sean? Did he say Sean or Sean?
Yeah. Chris?
Is this
not
is
Chris,
this,
not Sean?
Is this Tim?
Yeah, this is Tim. This isn't Chris?
Tim, this is Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. We're calling you from Hot 96.9, the radio station. And I don't know what's going on with it right now, but can I explain really quick? We're calling you for a good reason.
Okay. Yeah. Well, honestly, I'm just very confused. I thought a friend was calling me back because, you know, he's a f***ing ass. Like, you know, I don't know what's going on.
Okay, well, I can explain to you why we're calling. So we do this thing on our radio show where people call up and tell us how they would love to go on a date with somebody. And somebody called us up and told us about you. And they gave us your phone number because it's a girl that you know who would love to go on a date with you. So we're going to tell you her name. And if you agree to go on a date with her, then all you got to do is literally tell us when you're free and where you want to go for the date, and we'll pay for everything.
You're s***ing me.
I'm not s***ing you. I'm not, no, like, it's a win-win situation.
All right, well, f*** it. Let's roll the dice. Who's this girl?
Beautiful. Huh? So her name is Rachel. Hello?
Wow. The silence is
dead. Are you there? I can tell.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I am, but the answer, I'm not doing that. I'm not doing dinner.
You don't want to do the dinner with Rachel?
No, I'm not interested. Thank you.
That's fine. You don't have to. We're not going to try and talk you into it, but can you explain to us why? Because she told us like you were really off for the date and you didn't want to kiss her. And can you just give her some closure? She's very confused. She just wants to know what she did.
Oh, shit. Okay. all right. You ever see something like, something so like up that you just like it won't leave your brain and it just destroys you from the inside?
That was like the most descriptive but random statement
I
ever.
I can't really say I mean, I've seen some up videos of, you know, people getting hurt and stuff, but I gotta be honest, they pretty much leave my brain in a couple minutes. Is something like that?
Yeah, well, something like that, except it's like hours and days.
Jesus Christ, what did she do?
Okay, no, it wasn't her, all right? So, all right, let me explain. Okay. Oh, I have to really let this right now. Okay. So, basically, I go to her house to pick her up, and she was running late, you know, getting ready. So, you know, while I was waiting for her, I'm in the living room BSing with her mom and this. And, okay, I don't know how we got on the subject, but then she went into her phone to show me some photos of, you know, her beautiful daughter when she was younger.
Mm-hmm.
And so she does this, you know, old person thing where she turns the phone screen towards me and just scrolling through photos, like, you know, has to go back through 400 photos to find it. And then she scrolled too far. And don't make me say this, please.
Don't make you say this.
I mean, we're not making you say anything. I need to know.
What did you see?
It was a fucking picture of her mom, spread eagle.
It was a picture of her mother, spread eagle.
Yeah, yeah.
Was she naked? Like
the fucking bald eagle spread right in front of me.
Like she was naked.
Completely fucking naked.
Oh, fucking thing. No.
You can't unsee that, right? It's the most horrifying thing I've ever seen in my life. Right? And I can't tell her that I saw her mom like that. I mean, I haven't even seen Rachel like that.
So you haven't seen Rachel naked, but you've seen her mom naked.
Oh, yeah. God. Okay.
Well, you know what? Honestly, maybe you can tell Rachel because she's currently on the phone right now and she heard what you said.
Jesus.
Rachel?
Yeah. So you saw a photo of my mom naked? Is that what this is all about? That's what you're making such a big deal about it? I don't get it. You know, her and dad do cool, flirty couple stuff like that all the time.
Cool, flirty couple stuff? This is stuff. She's like 200 years old, okay?
Oh my God.
That's burned in my brain for the rest of eternity.
Wait, did the mother know that she did that? Like when she scrolled to it?
No. I mean, she just, I don't think she had her glasses on, but I saw it, like, you know, loud and clear and just kept scrolling after that. But I mean, my mind, there was nothing going on upstairs after that. I saw her downstairs and my upstairs turned off completely.
Okay.
Literally after that moment, I blacked out for the rest of not just like that moment in the house, but like the rest of the night. I don't remember how I got home. I don't remember anything. I just remember waking
up. He is traumatized.
Jesus. But he can tell us what your mom's legs, what it looks like in between your mom's legs.
He's like legit traumatized.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. You are seriously being so dramatic right now. I can't believe this. You know, I love that my parents still have that kind of relationship at their age.
Yeah, well, that's great. You know, I'm so happy for your father. That's great for him. But that really me up, okay? I don't know what to tell you.
Wait, hold on. Maybe
so can we fix this?
Yeah. The good thing is it was nothing that Rachel did. And some people sometimes they take a memory, a traumatic memory, and really stick it down somewhere deep that they can't access. Is it possible to do that? And
no, this isn't Iraq. This is her mom's vagina.
Okay.
It's worse.
Me. Oh, man.
Look, can I ask you something? If that was your sister's vagina that I saw, would you still be cool with it?
I mean, that's different.
Whoa, why, though? It was an accident. It shouldn't be a big deal, right? Not a big deal that I saw you.
Oh, my God. This is ridiculous. You're being such a...
Stop. Wait, I mean, listen. Would you be down to do another date, Tim? It was an accident.
No. Yeah, no, and no. All right? But tell me whatever the fuck you want, but your mom is a fucking horror movie in between her legs.
Oh,
it's like
no!
Grudge. It's the grudge.
Enough. All right.
You can just say no. You don't have to insult her mother.
Okay. At first, I thought she was showing me a picture of roadkill, but it was way
the second date update on the 10th.
Weekday mornings at 6:10, 7:10, and 8:10.
If you need a second date update, email us. GetUpCrew@hot969boston.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.